Okay, is there a, there's a second to that motion? Is anyone opposed to that motion? Steve Kaiser? Okay. Let's
take a vote.
Can we
have discussion?
Yes. Can we take two for and two against? Who would like to be for? Who would like to speak for meeting at the fire station for the next 3 months?
I have a point of information.
What's the parking? And what's the capacity? I mean, it's a fire station. Are the alarms going to go off?
Okay,
speaking into the mic. Oh, there we go. What's the location? What's the parking? Is a fire alarm going to go off while we're having our meeting? What's the facilities, et cetera? I mean, we don't. I don't know anything about the venue. I've never been there.
Well, we had a lot of information about the venue from the. We had a lot of information about the venue at the last meeting. We have a permit on file with there. They have a multi-purpose room. They're able to accommodate our recording and our size. I can't remember the specific address though, but I know it's close by. This is some, and I can't talk about parking. This is something that Marlena identified and
right, which Marlena underlies as being absolutely awful. I see no reason.
Excuse me.
The parking there at the fire station is just terrible. There's no parking they can make available, and it's blocks away where you're going to be able to park. I see no reason to leave the Peace Center. I mean, we've got peace here. And this is easy enough.
Okay.
Right.
Jen?
I would like to amend the motion to have the next two meetings at the fire station, and so we can check it out, and if we don't like it, then we can, you know, we'll have the next meeting there, and we'll have one set for the following time, so we have a little stability, but if we find that we don't like it, then we can move on to looking for another place.
Okay, I'm going to ask the maker of the motion, is that a friendly amendment?
That's fine with me.
Okay, so that's a friendly amendment.
Point of order.
Yes.
Okay, there is no such thing as a friendly amendment per Robert's rules. It's not so hard. I mean, you know, we have to use Robert's rules. If an amendment has a second, it then belongs to the body. It no longer belongs to the maker. So the proper thing to do is to vote on the amendment, discuss the amendment, and vote on it. And then if it's basically a substitute motion, and then if that passes, it substitutes
for the main
motion.
How about if I withdraw I'll withdraw my motion.
You can't withdraw your motion because it has been seconded.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification, Ms. Aaron. Hold on. Bear with me a second here, okay? Thank you.
Jamie?
So, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, Alan.
He hasn't called him yet.
Thank you. So, we have a substitute motion. Was there a second to the substitute motion?
Second.
Is there any objection to the substitute motion?
Well,
okay, there is an objection to the substitute motion. So, let's discuss the substitute motion. Two for, two against. Who would like to be for and who would like to be against? Mr. Lexa.
I just have points of information.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. So the address is 5769 Hollywood Boulevard. It's right where the 101 freeway passes under Hollywood Boulevard. And actually, I recently did an event right near there, the Hollywood Carnival, and we met right there at Taft. It's Taft and Hollywood, and there was plenty of street parking. There's a Pier 1 import store there, and there's the fire station, and all the street parking on the weekends is unregulated, so it wasn't a big deal.
Good to know.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lexa. We're taking two for and two against on this substitute motion. Mr. Reyes, would you like to speak for or against?
I'd like to speak against.
Okay, we have Mr. Reyes for against. Anyone for?
I'd like to speak
against. Okay, we're going to have Grace Aaron for. And we're going to have Steve Kaiser against. Do I have one more person for? Jonathan Alexander for?
Just on the substitute.
Okay. So we have two for and two against for the substitute motion.
90 seconds?
Yes, Ms. Goodman.
Just as a point of information, if the first person who speaks for or against something says enough, the second person can actually not use up an additional 90 seconds, just to remind
Thank
people.
You. Okay, so let's take one person for, one person against. Mr. Alexander, why don't you go first? Excuse me, Mr. Kaiser. Mr. Alexander has the floor.
Okay, this is for the amendment.
The substitute motion.
Right. Trying it for a shorter period of time is a good idea, works out well. It also is a good idea to try different venues because we used to have meetings at different venues quite often, and it allows different members of the community to show up to meetings. And Hollywood is fun. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, please note Ms. Marlena Bond has arrived.
She should know what we're discussing.
Okay. Mr. Reyes, one against?
Yeah, I'm against. I'm not completely abstinent against this motion. But I know that Marlena did encourage everybody to take public transportation. I just got hallucinated by Ali stating that there is parking on the weekend. But I know that area. I used to work in that area, and that area is very congested.
Okay. Thank you. Mr.
No, it was
me. Yes, it is. That's
what we said. Ms. Aaron has the floor.
Okay. I think it's a very good idea to once in a while at least have the meetings in a different geographical location, which makes it more convenient. We have board members who don't live on the west side of Los Angeles, and I think it's Hollywood is a more centralized location for a lot of people who live in Glendale, Pasadena, and so I think it's good to shift around the location from time to time. I'd also like to ask, if possible, since Marlena is here, if she can give us more information, recap the information she gave in the past about the fire station.
Sure, I'm happy to.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. If you can hold the microphone up to your mouth, please.
Okay. Actually, I'm having second thoughts because there really isn't any parking.
Holly just says on the weekends there is.
Excuse me, Ms. Bond has the floor.
It's a nice new venue, and it's free, and it's in a residential neighborhood, so it's actually a little bit further away from where I thought it was. It's not right off Hollywood Boulevard. It's about a block and a half away from that, which is in an area that has a lot of traffic and cars and very little parking, and they don't have their own parking lot. So I think we should continue looking.
Marlena, there's tons of street cars on Sunday.
Okay, Mr. Kaiser, you have the floor.
Well, I just like to underline that this is an excellent facility for us, and I think it's good to move things around, but this suits us so well, and the Hollywood location is just not going to suit us right off the bat because of the parking itself, and
Mr. Kaiser has the floor. He's speaking against.
Things are doing well here. We're not having the anarchy we've been experiencing. I think we can safely assume that we're going to move forward without that. And I think this is an excellent facility that works for all of us with plenty of parking. So I don't find the motivation to do that, and I think it's ill-founded to do that.
Call the question.
The question has been called. We have heard two for, two against. I would like to make a note, same as we voted last week. Should the motion fail, we will meet at this location next month.
I object to that. I have a substitute motion after we have this vote. You can't add that now.
Okay.
I have another motion.
Thank you, Myla, for your objection. Let's excuse me. We're going to vote on this item right now, Mr. Secretary. Question.
I just
This is the vote to have two meetings instead of three at the next location, and then there will be a subsequent vote as to whether we will move to a new location. Is that correct?
No.
No. Excuse me, I got it. This is to meet for the next 2 months at the Hollywood Fire Station.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take a vote right now. Okay. Mr. Secretary, if you could take that vote.
Grace Allen, Aaron.
We don't need to. Okay. There's not a request for a roll call vote.
No.
Okay.
Show of hands.
All right. So, show of hands. Those in favor of meeting at the next for the next 2 months at the fire station.
Whatever happened with the substitute motion?
This is the substitute motion.
With the substitute.
Okay. Amendment. So meeting at the fire station for the next 2 months.
Well, there's that.
Okay. I'll go ahead and. If you guys can do it.
Yes.
Yes.
13-4, it carries.
Okay, and opposed?
Five opposed.
Abstentions?
That's 18. Do we have 18?
No abstentions.
We have we have 21 people here.
I have one abstention over here.
Ken, did you vote?
No, I abstain. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So we have two abstentions. Okay.
Okay.
Motion.
Okay, so that makes 20. There's one still missing.
Well, that's okay. All right. It wasn't a roll call vote.
What about you, Jamie?
So 13.
I voted.
Okay.
Somebody didn't vote.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. 13 approved. Okay, so.
Okay, so next month's meeting will be at the Hollywood Fire Station. Now, should that venue not be available to us next month, I would propose that we meet here.
Why wouldn't it be available?
I'm just saying that things happen. We have not reserved the location with the fire station at this moment in time. So my here, why don't you take over for me?
You want me to take over for you?
Yeah. Can I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I would like
You may not hold the mic.
He's being recognized right now after that.
Can I ask
and a point of
okay.
information?
Yeah, one moment.
Jamie, then you.
Yeah, let me make my motion. I would like to move that should the fire station in Hollywood not be available, that we meet at this location. Is there a second to that?
I have a substitute motion to make. Okay. My substitute motion.
I get a point of information.
Okay.
Hang on.
This was actually alluded to, but I don't think it was answered. What happens if the fire company gets a fire call?
It's not at the fire station.
It's the multi-purpose room.
So it's not at the fire station.
No.
Okay.
It's a community room.
I'll fix your mic so you can use the...
Okay, thanks. That's all I want to know.
Bennett, Myla?
My substitute was going to be, if because of the lack of parking, that over the next week we focus on an alternative location to this location. And I would like to propose that we have 1 week to weigh in with an alternative location to this location.
If the fire station
is if the fire station is not available, it seems
so
at this
two
point.
Or two against on the substitute motion.
You've second.
Second.
Mansoor, are you for or against the amount? You raised your hand. You wanted a comment. We're taking two for and two against.
Is anyone opposed? Is anyone opposed?
You were raising your hand.
I didn't want to talk to the issue that Myla brought up, but I just wanted to say I would like to be permitted to look into Long Beach. To look for a location and to take an event over there just because.
Oh, he's out of order. Sorry. That was my fault. I called on him, but I didn't know. Okay, so we're...
2-4, 2 against.
Okay.
Against.
All right, who's another against? Fernando, 2-4. Who's 4? Ollie, Grace. Okay. We'll go for the first.
I have an amendment, okay, to Myla's motion.
All right.
Can I put that forward?
I think we can put it forward.
Okay.
An amendment or a substitute motion?
It could be either. I mean, I would like to add to Myla's motion that the anyone who comes up with a better venue should give all details, a different venue, should give all the details to the officers or to the entire LSB, including the cost, the address, the capacity, the location, the parking, whether it's air-conditioned, because it is the summer, and any other detail, and that the decision be given to the chair to decide whether to change the venue or not, because we can't decide as an entire body in 1 week. Somebody has to be given the responsibility to do that, either the chair or somebody else. I think the most appropriate person would be the chair. So I'd like to add that whoever scopes out a different location, add into an email to the whole LSV the cost, the location, whether it's air conditioning or not, what its capacity is, what the parking situation is, and that we give the authority to the chair to decide if the venue is better than the fire station. Second. And then to notice it properly.
Second. Is that discussion on the...
Yes. I
would move to amend that to...
20 minutes. Yes, you can.
You can have two amendments. I would move to amend that to the executive committee, which would be the chair, the vice chair, the treasurer, and the secretary.
Okay.
And they can, you know, they can talk about it on the phone. They can make a decision. So my motion is that the executive committee make the decision.
Okay.
Second.
Can we repeat the motion? You got it, Michael? We can do discussion 2-4, 2-against.
Well,
so if I hear you correct, Jan, the substitute motion is that in the event that the Hollywood venue is unavailable, that the executive committee, which consists of myself, the vice chair, the treasurer, and the secretary, be allowed to make the decision on the next venue.
That anybody can have that. We have a week and a half to find another, to suggest another venue, and that if the fire station community room is not available and there's another venue proposed, then the executive committee would make the decision.
May I? I just wanted to say that my initial time frame was that people would have only 1 week, not a week and a half,
okay,
in order to make a suggestion about alternative venues.
So a week, and why don't we say a week and a half from today? A week from today.
A week from today. So they would, you have to look whether, you don't know whether or not the fire station is going to be available or not, but if people want to find another place, they have to do it within the next week.
Can I just add that they said that it likely would be available, but of course I'll have to call. And is this for the next 3 months then, or are we saying?
The next 2 months.
2 months, okay. So I can let you know in the next couple days.
Is it possible for you to call them now, or only on
No,
the
I can't call them
okay.
right now, because she won't be there.
Is there anyone opposed to Jan's substitute motion that if the fire station venue is unavailable, that this body be given a week to come up with an alternate venue, and that the executive committee would decide upon the venue.
I just want to add, if in fact you have a week to decide an alternate venue,
to come up with an alternate venue.
Right. If in fact there isn't an appropriate alternate venue, then you make the decision on where we're going to meet.
Right.
Because somebody's got to make
right.
the decision. I mean, we can't be going up to the end of the month, you know, looking for places. So you guys,
yes.
you know, you guys figure out where we're going to meet and then just tell us.
Right, we got that. Ms. Marbach.
Yeah, my concern is if it's we're working with the executive committee and in terms of research and communicating that we might need a week and a half. I don't know if we can accomplish it in a week.
Yeah.
I don't know that
you
they
can have 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. The executive committee, it's just a week for the body to provide alternate venues, not for us to make the decision. Okay. Again, is there anyone opposed to the a substitute motion made by Jan Goodman? Hearing none, the motion's passed.
Great.
Okay. We have a report out from our closed session this morning.
Point of privilege?
So I want to take the LSB meeting to Long Beach for many reasons. Number one, we've been there once before. Number two, there are a lot of organizations, in grassroots organizations in Long Beach that they know about KPFK, and I would like to introduce the LSB to the local organization and likewise. So what I would like to be granted is to look into it and come up with a date and all that to take the meeting over.
Okay. Please do. Perhaps after we finish our stint in Hollywood, we can move down to Long Beach. Yes, Mr. Reyes.
I just want us, you know, in the spirit of what Grace Aaron was saying, I just want us to be able to also meet on the east side or centrally located to downtown. And I do have a couple of venues.
Okay. So like Mansoor, and actually, you don't have to ask permission from this body. Please, go out, find us locations, okay?
Call the agenda.
Okay, so we're going to move on to item three, a report out from closed session from the closed session that we had before this local station board meeting today. This morning we had a closed session of the KPFK Delegates Assembly to approve our closed minutes from April 9th, 2017. Okay, now we're at item four for public comments. If Mr. Mansoor, if you would like to make the microphone available to the public. Okay, I have Mr. Mansoor is doing individual and Mr. Kaiser is doing session.
Chair?
Yes.
One question. Is it 90 seconds or 70 seconds?
70 seconds.
I'll defer to Mr. Kaiser's expertise on that.
Can I watch?
Yeah. Would you like me to say 10 seconds?
I don't know when I have the floor. Okay, excused absences. If you object to an excused absence, you can ask for a vote at any time, whether the person had many or few. So any time an excused absence request comes to the floor, you can request that there be a vote. There's my name's John Listener, sponsor. There's no limit on the number of excused absences you can have. There is a limit of three consecutive unexcused absences. After three consecutive unexcused absences, you are off the board automatically. You got to keep that count. Announcements should be a regular item on the agenda in the call to order, opening business. There is an LSB membership protocol, but that schedule has long passed. It's like you have to attend three consecutive meetings before April. That's either in the bylaws or it's in LSB rules. But so you're way past that. So requiring three meetings, you're just making it up. When a substitute motion passes, it has to be voted on as the new main motion. That's because sometimes people vote for a substitute because they think it will be easier to defeat as the main motion. And there is such a thing as a friendly amendment. That is, when someone rises, they say, I rise to place a motion, they place the motion. And before the chair puts it on the floor, someone can rise and ask, will you consider something? But once something has been seconded, the friendly amendment thing is gone. But you guys can improvise on these things.
I have bad news. Staff members now veto LSB decisions. The decision you made to have a friendly relationship with the listeners has been vetoed by the staff. Pacifica is still in danger, serious danger, of going bankrupt. 90% of our income comes from listener donations. Our mission gives us duties to perform, but we must also look to programs that inspire donations. How does a program inspire you to give money? Well, first, you enjoy hearing it as good music. Or secondly, you feel the host is speaking to you personally. Third, its ideas and facts broaden your understanding of the world and its people. Or fourth, you believe it benefits the world for the public to hear those ideas and facts. Well, those standards are controversial. What music is good? What ideas are beneficial? So there's one more criterion. You do not want to feel that program decisions are dictatorial or arbitrary. You want to feel they are made by some sort of group process. And you want to be part of that group. You want a sort of discussion fellowship that you can join and that the hosts can join that deals with KFK programs and the ideas they stimulate. Well, the KFPK website is way ahead of me. It gives an e-address, talkback@pacifica.org, at kpfk.org, labeled listener comments that can be used to establish this discussion or this discussion circle by email. Last year, you, the LSB, decided to do this.
Chairman, time.
Okay, excuse me. Alan, can you wrap it up? Yeah, thank you.
I am halfway through. I would like to reserve the
okay,
second listener comment for the second time.
Okay, if you would like to get back in line to finish, you may.
Hi. I just wanted to mention several things. First of all, I do protest number three item, that a report out from a closed session, and just reading what's on the agenda isn't a report out, and this is the second time you're doing this. I think that you guys should have at least a one-sentence statement about what the item was about, because otherwise it's not a report at all. You're just saying a statement that you had a closed session and you had you approved the closed minutes. It doesn't tell the public anything. That's my first point. My second point is I have to agree with the protest about the excused absences. I think you guys as a body need to come up with a minimum or maximum amount of excused absences, because it's unfair to the listeners who have elected this board to have people who are on the board who come time after time with an excused absence. I mean, one out of every two that you miss is really unfair to us. So please try to think of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say a few things. Our communities will continue to conduct our struggle for social justice with love, certainty, security, and dignity. Some Pacifica Foundation board members, local station board members, and paid KPFK staff members continue to intentionally and unintentionally discriminate against groups of specific national origins, ethnicities, who speak certain languages and their dialects. In addition to discrimination, these groups continue to be excluded from conducting on-air fundraising efforts. And coincidentally, this exclusion falls on the current so-called mini fund drive, who, according to our business manager, saturates the markets and reduces listenership. So I wonder why it was done this time, mini drive. And in addition to that, it falls on the week where this public meeting is taking place, and on the following week where another public meeting takes place. And we do not have an opportunity to promote these meetings to limited English proficient communities, nor does KPFK does the same. And these communities, well, I'll continue, get in line to continue my statement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paulina Vasilia, volunteer programmer. I would like to ensure that the closed minutes that are not available to the public are made available to every single member of this board. Please. I believe that was not done.
It's her time.
And I give the rest of my time to my...
So, and as we continue here, again, sort of point is exclusion and discrimination by the National Pacifica Foundation, this LSB board, and KPAK staff members. So, again, limited English proficient communities are not being served by this radio. They're being excluded and discriminated against. Everything is done in English, and not once in Spanish, that the podcasters, all in English. There's not one in Spanish. We have new programs in Spanish. They're not on the website. We're being discriminated against and excluded from that.
5 seconds.
Again, in the last week, Spanish language programs have been excluded from on-air fundraising spaces. And these are the spaces that we use to ask our communities to come to these public meetings, to these assemblies, and the station does not make an effort to do so. We have to do it ourselves. For years, we have been excluded from the archives on the website, but yet New English podcasts are there. And for years, and the current web developer, webmaster, or past current web developer, webmaster, or the person in charge in Texas have been excluding new Spanish language programs. So, with that, I just wanted to say, please, Pacifica board members, local station board members, and paid KPFK staff, stop discriminating, stop excluding specific groups of national origins with specific ethnicities, languages, and their dialects.
Okay. Yes, please go ahead, and then we'll hear Mr. Beek after you.
The question of excused absence policy was raised, and there's some people here I know from the governance committee. There have been attempts to create excused absence standards several times. I remember one was passed, it was rescinded like 2 weeks later because somebody took a look at it and said it wasn't consistent with the bylaws. So if you want to create an excused absence policy about like who you need to report your excused absence to, how far ahead of time you need to, what's an acceptable, unexpected excuse? You need to research the old minutes. You need to dig up the old motions about it, see which ones, you know, survived and which were kind of abandoned, because it's a very tricky thing. Look at the bylaws very closely, because you don't want to put something that's tougher, you know, that people say doesn't go with the bylaws, and then you get threats. So if you're going to go that direction, do a little bit of study.
Thank you, Mr. Gary. Mr. Beek? And Mr. Beek, before you start, is there anyone after Mr. Beek in line? Okay, thank you.
Well, last year, you decided to go along with the website, which says listener comments here, and gave an e-address. And you agreed that with volunteer help, KPFK was at last going to listen to these comments and make KPFK friendly by answering. For some months, TalkBack has been functioning, passing complaints of missing premiums to Terry Guy, passing news releases to Ernesto Arce, and music comments to Maggie LaPique. But there has been no mention of TalkBack on the air, and none of the hosts have shown interest in their listeners by inviting them to email. Why not? Emails to the program director are ignored. Finally, I spoke to him after his appearance at the last LSB meeting, explaining I needed help to answer incoming emails properly, and asked how I could get an appointment with him. He said to leave my phone number at the front desk, which I did. He has not called. But 2 days later, the password on TalkBack was changed, so it no longer functions. Staff has vetoed your decision to have the discussion group. You can't dictate programming, but you can establish policy. I request that you order the program director to restore TalkBack and to facilitate on the air the email discussion group. We would like to have our listeners friendly and donating.
Thank you, Mr. Beek.
I would like to bring it to the board's attention that our colleague who spoke about the fact that the 8:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday programming is not currently being put on the kpfk.org archives website. That is correct. This has been the situation since the new five extended hours of Spanish language programming were implemented. The program titles are not on the grid. The programs are not being put not being included in the archives, and therefore they're not available to the public after broadcasting, after airing. This is a major issue. I agree with what has been stated before. It is not a misrepresentation. I encourage every single board member to look into that and see for yourselves.
Thank you. Yes, we have time for another. Go ahead.
So thank you for your time. We're here as a community also. A lot of us can't make it. Why? Because we can't even tell our folks that these meetings are happening. Neither does the station make an effort to outreach to our communities. And it's your job. It's your mission. It's in the vision. It's in the bylaws that you need to do that. And none of you are doing it here. Maybe because you don't speak Spanish, well, then hire a translator. I'm a good translator. You can hire me. Or ask me to do it. I'll do it on behalf, you know, for our people. The website needs to have it's a Spanish section. It has never had one. Why? Unintentionally or intentional discrimination and exclusion. Is it going to continue to happen? Current web developer is here, and I was at the meeting for the financial committee. He said there will be a new website in August. Will we be continue to be excluded from this new website? Will we be discriminated against because we don't speak English, because we don't read English, because we're limited English proficient, because we speak native languages that are not even in Spanish? Thank you.
Thank you. I have 2 minutes over here.
Thank you. I have not been able to attend the last meeting. A letter was sent recently to the general manager, interim general manager, Christine Blasdale, and bullets were listed as to what was just outlined here, bulleted. The discrimination against the Spanish language programming is beyond pale. And so all of you, every single one of you, that are trying to work in a so-called community station foundation should really rethink your position, rethink the situation. How can we all enrich Pacifica and make sure that its long-term viability is ensured? Because these communities need outreach. These communities need to be brought into the station, not shunned away, not disenfranchised. There's a lot I can talk about, but a letter was sent to Christine Blasdale, and this is very critical, outlining everything that the station does not do, lack of respect, attention, resources, etc., to this community. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's time for public comments at this time. We will have another public comment section later in the agenda. Now we're going to move on to our reports, director's reports. And we have Grace Aaron, Jan Goodman, Jonathan Alexander, and Mansoor Sabah. And who would like to go first? Jan Goodman.
Oh, okay.
Give her a mic. Somebody?
I got it.
I'm going to report on a couple of different pieces of litigation that Pacifica is involved with. The first one is the Empire State Building litigation. Is there anyone here who's not familiar with the Empire State Building litigation? Okay. Essentially, WBAI had for many years a their antenna was located at the on the Empire State Building, and their lease cost was fairly stable. Then 9/11 happened, and the other building, which had a high enough location, the Twin Towers, was destroyed, which then gave the Empire State Building essentially became the only game in town, and the Empire State Building raised the rent for the WBAI antenna. And it was a lease that not only raised it, but then had continuous, very high projections to the lease payments, to the point that it's now about $50,000 a month. And there's now another place that you can put a antenna that costs $12,000 a month. So essentially, it was like war profits. They just instituted this, and there was no choice on the part of WBAI but to sign the lease. Several years ago, WBAI just could no longer make those payments. They negotiated an interim agreement that they would pay $12,000 a month, but they didn't get Empire State Building to decrease the amount that they actually owed. And at a certain point, about a year or so ago, Empire State Building sued Pacifica for what now amounts to about $2 million in arrearages, plus the lease goes for another 2 years. So it's a pretty serious amount of money that's involved. And there are negotiations going on about this, but it is a crippling amount of debt. We've added, and there's a motion for summary judgment that is coming up, in which essentially the Empire State Building is saying there are no facts in question, so we just, you know, give us a judgment immediately. We have amended our answer to claim that the lease was unconscionable, and that we should be relieved from the terms of the lease. So that is, at least, has become part of the litigation. The very good news is that Pacifica has started engaging its allies, community members, and political people to jump in and tell the Empire State Building, which, by the way, is part of an even larger conglomerate, that they need to sit down and negotiate and figure out an amount that will be appropriate. And among the people who have stood up have been Bill de Blasio, the mayor, at least one congressperson, and I think more than one, many members of the city council. So there's actually a movement that's kind of snowballing, and that is actually a really good thing, and it's something that doesn't happen enough. So that's the biggest piece of litigation. We also have another couple of pieces of litigation that are significant. One that's ongoing is the matter of Sharon Brown, Adriana Kazanev, and who's the third person? Alfia Nwangaza. And these are three people who are making various claims against Pacifica, and the answer will be filed shortly in that matter. And another piece of litigation, there's a Leslie Radford has filed and served a lawsuit against Pacifica and it was just served last week, and the answer will be due at a certain point in coming up. It might be noted that there's an arbitration clause in the contract, and so undoubtedly there will be a motion to move the matter into arbitration. Okay, so that's the litigation. So, and I pass the
Grace,
my time to my colleagues over at the other side over there.
You have 4 minutes left.